Wisconsin Rapids Representative Marlon Schneider wants to prevent drug companies from pressuring doctors to prescribe certain drugs for the patients.
Early last year, one of my constituents who is in the healthcare profession told me about the enticements drug manufacturers like to utilize to get doctors and others to prescribe and/or give blessing to their product. Believing this does not occur to a large extent is naive.
If it's going on, Mark Grappentine says he doesn't know about it. The Wisconsin Medical Society attorney admits doctors are offered educational materials like anatomical models. The bill would ban everything but patient drug samples. The Wisconsin Medical Society thinks that's too strict.
As long as there isn't any cash being given to docs, if there aren't the bags of pings being given, you know, there's a line there. You can tell.
The bill would not penalize doctors who accept lodging, dinner, or gifts from drug makers, but it would impose a $10,000 fine on the pharmaceutical company rep who offered doctors these things. Drug industry representative Tom Moore says the bill is too restrictive and one-sided.
This bill is directed only at a drug manufacturer and not at practitioners. For every gift that is given, there is a willing recipient.
Moore says the main trade group for pharmaceutical companies has issued voluntary guidelines on what settings are appropriate for meetings with doctors and what can or can't be given to them. Some drug reps are finding it harder to get a foot in the door. Healthcare facilities are starting to ban sales reps to avoid the perception of undue influence. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.